Well, welcome back to our fourth edition of the Legends interviews. This month's legend is Garrett McKay. Garrett, first off, how do you feel to be a legend at such a young age?
A couple things first. I'm flattered that you think 32 is young. I'll take that. Number two, I think legend is very generous, and I will take that as well.
There you go. And our other recipients, let's see if I can remember them. It's not that long. January was Marty Olson, Chad Curran, and Lindsey Gerwett. They would have graduated between 89 and 2000. Then we had the 1972 girls track team with Sue Alstrom and Kratz and Heibel. So there's three for that one. And then this past month.
Is that Hannah Heibel?
Hannah Heibel, that would be her aunt. And then the last one, which we were just finishing up, we're actually doing the auction off of a Shea Resort deal, is Jeff Johnson, who graduated in 1981. So, hey, Garrett McKay, you are the youngest legend so far, so congratulations with that.
Okay.
2010 graduate.
I'm not the last.
We could find someone younger, but very impressed with what I found out about you. My kids talk very highly of you. Again, 2010 graduate. Let's first off, you were a winner of a Coca-Cola scholarship, which is a very prestigious award, not just throughout International Falls, but throughout the country, and not an easy thing to win. What did you do to win that thing?
Well, it was quite amazing that I did win it, first of all, because I prefer Pepsi over Coca-Cola. Secondly, at the time, it was known as the most competitive high school scholarship competition in the United States. I think my class had over 70,000 applicants, and they only awarded scholarships to 250 applicants. 200 of those classmates received $10,000 scholarship, such as myself, and then the top tier candidates received $20,000 scholarships, which is great. Now, part of that experience, you were not allowed to receive the scholarship unless you flew down to Atlanta for what they call a scholarship weekend, where their headquarters is based, and participate in this 3-day event to recognize all the winners and collect the checks. Now, you ask, how did I actually earn the scholarship? I still wonder the answer to that to this day. I think what they did is they picked a number of really qualified, very qualified candidates, and then after they selected those candidates, and they still had some scholarships to hand out, I think they were like, well, okay, now what? So they drew some names out of a hat, and that's how I got selected.
Well, there you go. Great story behind it. And you did travel to Atlanta, I'm assuming then, right?
I traveled to Atlanta. I made some friends there that I'm still very good friends with today. I will have to tell you that when I was there, I was blown away about with the people that were there. I mean, I was surrounded by students of my age that had college offers from Yale, from Harvard, from Dartmouth, Princeton, all the Ivy Leagues, and a lot of them had multiple offers. And one of the people there that I became friends with went on to work for the Obama administration. Another one got to be on the show called Shark Tank because of a software application. And then you have me, who now works for the JP Morgan company, who is counting pennies for incentive comp for whiny financial advisors. So a wide array of talent, and then there's me. When I was in Atlanta for the scholarship weekend, and at the Coca-Cola campus, they had soda machines where you walk up and you select any type of Coca-Cola product, you press the button, and it comes out for free. So Needless to say, that weekend I had a lot of Coca-Cola products. And then when I got back to home in International Falls, I opened up my first Pepsi, and I got a little bit nauseous. So I'm not saying that they put anything in the products, but it is a little bit suspicious.
Okay. Garrett, you know, of course, I'm talking to Garrett McKay, class of 2010, and to go on and do what you've done in your short life, I mean, you're 32 years old and you've accomplished quite a bit already. You had to have some teachers that had a little bit of influence on you from the International Falls area.
I could think of one person right away, but before we get any too further into this, I'd be remiss to not mention a few things, if that's okay.
No, you're the legend, man. You bring it out.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, first of all, I want to thank my mother, Rhonda McKay, who coordinated this interview and connected you and myself. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I want to thank her. There is no person in my life, and I can't stress this enough, there is no person in my life that means more to me than that woman, okay? Everything I do in my life is with the intention to make her proud. And that's what I think about it. Every moment, okay? And that is Rhonda McKay of Farmers Insurance.
Nice plug.
You can find her at 501 3rd Street in Suite 101 in downtown International Falls. You can also call her up at 218-283-6161, okay? That's number one. Number two, I want to also thank my father, Tim McKay. Now, anybody that knows him and who knows myself and knows the complicated dynamics of our relationship, they can easily say that we are as different as night and day. However, he has always provided myself and my family a nice, warm home. And because of that, I can say that I've never had to worry how to get places, and he's always encouraged me to go places, and for that, Dad, I thank you. One final thing here is I wouldn't be sitting here today talking to you if it wasn't for the support and uplifting that I received from the International Falls community, and I think of one person in particular, and that is Rachel Omdahl, who I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Rachel Omdahl, I mean, there are no words that can accurately measure what she has meant to me and the impact that she has made on my life. She opened so many doors for myself and kept the doors open that led the way to many more open doors to where I'm at now. Okay. Back to Rachel. Rachel, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, back to your question about any teachers or professors that made an impact on my life in International Falls. If we didn't mention it already, I have worked in finance and accounting for over 10 years now. And the very first accounting course I took was at Rainy River Community College. In fact, I think it's so people said. And it was led and instructed by a gentleman named Tom West. Now, anybody who knows anything about accounting knows that it's a dry, 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 boring subject. Tom made it interesting, if I could use that word. And the way that he conducted his class was with such humor that it inspired me to explore that subject as a career. So after, you know, earning my degree, my Associate of Arts degree from Rainy River Community College, at the same time as my high school diploma, I went on to a little Christian Lutheran college in Minneapolis called Augsburg College. And so I guess I could say that I have Tom West to kind of blame for where I'm at now. But anyway, Tom, thank you. So yeah, I moved to New York City in January of 2022. I moved here for a nice gentleman, shall we say. Yeah, and I was working from home full time. I actually moved to New York City from the basement of my parents', house. And I guess I do tell people that I moved here for my partner, but really I moved here just to get out of my parents' basement. at the time I was working from home full time for a small airplane manufacturing company out in Seattle called the Boeing Company. You might have heard of it. And then in April of 2022, I applied for a role at JPMorgan and Chase, which for those of you who don't or haven't heard of it, because they don't have a banking location in International Falls, I believe, it is what some people would say a small local community bank in New York City. As you kind of hinted at before, it is the largest bank in the United States, and it is the 10th largest bank in the world. I think all the banks ahead of it, numbers 1 through 9, are all based out of China.
So what's your role with JP Morgan?
My role is mostly walking around, distracting people, and eating the free snacks out of the pantry.
Wow. Setting those goals high there, Garrett.
Right, and I do it very well. my poor pants, I've had to buy a bigger belt.
Okay, I know the feeling.
No, in all seriousness, my role is I'm a vice president in financial analysis, and I support a new part of the business within commercial and community banking, their wealth management division. So my responsibilities include financial forecasting, budgeting, and modeling for incentive compensation for all the financial advisors within Chase Wealth Management, and that includes about 4,000 financial advisors.
Well, Garrett McKay, that's going to end this, and boy, what an enlightening interview. Again, we could probably talk for another hour, and how about I save that, and maybe you and Sophie can catch up here later today or something.
I would love that.
Yeah. Garrett McKay, of course, class of 2010, our fourth interviewee in the Legends interview with Falls Education Foundation and Purple Pride. And God, so happy your mom contacted me, and so nice to talk to you and meet you. You're an awesome guy.
Oh, well, the feeling is mutual. If you see Miss Ra Ra next time, give her a big squeeze from Garrett from New York City.
I sure will. And Ra Ra, is that what you call her?
It's what I call her to her face.
Okay, so maybe I shouldn't use it then. That's between you two. All right, Garrett Raboyne, great job, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Mike, thank you. Thank you. Big pleasure, and have fun in Florida. All right, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. All right, what I'll do is I'll clean this up. I got to cut her down some. So before I